listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Light of mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, EFC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Public Service, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
The work goes by so long on the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slain. Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole.
You've got it logged and loaded to the Wednesday, October 30th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, Hump Day edition. It's Wednesday, so you know we're going to open up the lines in short order. And like I say, hoping you're having a good Wednesday so far. Hopefully you got one leg over the hump, only one more to go. But we'll get it over together. All right, and like I said, we got lots to talk about. It's an open line Wednesday. And of course, if you want to, you know, be part of the conversation, here's how you chime in.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open, Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free, any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh News Smart Talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And I tell you, Wednesday, I've been, you know, running up and down, and lots of conversations popping up. Naughty, you got to talk about the potholes. I will continue to talk about the potholes. And it's coming from everywhere. Yamacraw, Shirley Street, Freetown, East Bay, out west, Saunders Beach area. Man, listen here, for God's sake. And then, if you're going to keep an eye on highways, you need to look at that Saunders Beach Exchange. That's taking a beating from the heavy trucks. Now, I know that makes it real easy for them, and it's great. I have no problem with it. But then you need to look at it and maintain it. Especially if you're going to put a new hospital right around there in that neck of the woods. You can't have them 13 new ambulances with can't drive because of stick shift. Eventually, when somebody know how to drive them by stick shift, bucking up in potholes. Because then they could break down and we could be minus the ambulance because of potholes, not because of stick shift. And like I said, that's just some of the things. People talking about cost of living. That's another big conversation right there. BPL bill, jeez. And they was doing food in the neighborhood yesterday. That's my absence. And I can't leave Pops alone with no power now. Come on now. Just the more things change, the more they stay the same, I guess, and just get worse. But we got lots to talk about, and most of it is on the front page of The Guardian today.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And don't forget, Fine Threads doing big things. They got a big sidewalk sale coming up. Yes, don't forget. Nobody does sidewalk sales like Fine Threads. Nobody. Nobody. People just try. But they don't come close. This Friday and Saturday. Bad weather last time. Inclement weather last time. But not this. November 1st through the 2nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., sidewalk sale, Mackey Street location, the flagship store, top of the hill. You don't want to miss it. Up to 50% off. All right? So be sure to check them out. Huge sidewalk sale this Friday and Saturday at Fine Threads, November 1st, November 2nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison since 1844. A decade needed for case backlog. A decade needed for case backlog. PM says trying over 170 murder cases will take time. 178 on bail for murder, overwhelming statistic. My God. That's where we at? A decade needed for case backlog? How we get so? And you got to point at all administrations. You can't blame one. Point at everyone, because obviously they were contributing to it. How we get such a backlog? No wonder we have so many attempts at vigilantism that I don't condone. But if you're waiting for a decade to get justice, some people get tired of waiting. Whew. Two men die following fight. Two men who were brother-in-laws died following a fight at a home on Muttonfish Drive off Malcolm Road, police said yesterday. Police said one of the men was found dead in the home shortly after 5 p.m. and the other, who suffered lacerations from a cutlass, died in hospital late last night. Wow. At the scene, Superintendent Jamal Evans said when officers arrived at the home after 5 p.m., they found one man with lacerations on his neck. When the officers rendered the home, they found another man deceased. Pintard calls on government to speed up trials. I mean, a decade needed? You on Skippy, we need to speed them up. Cornish remains silent at trial. North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish on Tuesday exercised his constitutional right to silence at his rape, assault, and death threat trial and called the husband of his accuser's aunt as a character witness. Apostle Cedric Butler told jurors that he'd known Cornish all his life as they both grew up in Cooperstown, Abaco. Butler said that he was shocked when he learned of the allegations, and he and his wife had counseled Cornish and his accuser in hopes they'd get married. The plot thickens there. I'll read more on that. Murphy Knowles in police custody. Murphy Knowles, the owner of Grand Bahama Care Facility called Home Away From Home, has been taken into police custody. As Santa Knowles confirmed today, she is assisting us with our investigation into an alleged fraud complaint that was reported to our office, Knowles said. Read more on that. CCA appeals $1.6 billion ruling. Well, you know that was coming. You know that was coming. We got that. And more to talk about on the flip side of the break. Text lines are open. Let's get to this call real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
GNN, yeah.
What's happening, GNN?
I hope you crack your dissertation today with what the PM said. Okay, because you have some people, they're intellectually insane and they're misconstrued words, right? When we was growing up, Naughty, mommy and grammy, if mommy them was trying to get the truth out of us, what they used to tell you, and they point that finger at you, they say, Naughty, Johnson, don't lie to me, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, they give you the eye, too.
They give you the eye, right?
Yeah, if they give you the eye and say, don't lie to me, you better not now. That's the last straw.
So
that's the last
I said, is lie a word defined in Webster?
Is the word lie defined in the word in Webster? Yeah, the definition, you mean.
The definition of lie, it is registered in Webster.
Correct.
L-Y-E-L-I-E. All of that is in Webster, in the pages.
It's also in Oxford, too. But I mean, yeah, Webster,
exactly.
Oxford, whichever one you want.
Why, if I tell somebody, if the prime minister say this to the Bahamian people, then he's lying Why they get old nigga doctor? Hang up on him.
Just say that he misspoke. That's all.
When they
offer the press releases, when they misspoke or you say lied, they say we misspoke, right? So they say he misspoke again.
But Naughty, what they got to understand is, too, me and them grew up in the Bahamas. I grew up with people telling me don't lie. I just heard Trump call Biden, can't find who he is, and Kamala Harris a liar, lying Kamala. Those words are defined in Webster. I can see if you'd have gone all over and say, this, that, the texting, but the prime minister. But if he says something and it's not true, then he's lying.
Or he's misspoken because he doesn't have the correct information.
Yeah, he misspoke if you want to put it pretty.
Now, listen, see, I can't let you personally call my prime minister, who's been all the way to Samoa for reparations for me, a liar. I can't let you do that.
Hold on.
You better say misspoke around me.
Hold on. If there is a word in there that you may be missing too, I said if. It's a conjunction.
No, man, listen, I know plenty about if. If my auntie had different plumbing, she'd be my uncle. But
exactly.
Anyway, that's a different story for another day.
Exactly. See, I make sure I put a conjunction, or I could say alleged, you know. I could use the word lie with alleged.
Yeah, man, what do you mean, allegedly?
Okay.
He allegedly misspoke. Then. He allegedly, you know.
Okay, Gordy, I can let you go to your break. I can come back on the next
one. And go easy on my prime minister, all right? You're getting me my reparations, okay? You better take your time, all right?
I tell him, speak the truth, Dad.
And then that's all you had to say. Say, don't misspeak. That's all. You know, stop using that word.
Yeah,
see, so, listen,
no
listen.
Problem.
Sometimes when you hit words, but maybe not the person you're talking about feel, but their supporters feel, it's probably because some of them just be misspeaking too, you see? Or lying. Anyhow, let's go to the break. We'll pick up the buzz from John Shoes on the break. Good stuff, GNN. Flip side of the break, we get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. What you buzzing on? We got plenty to talk about. Caller, I see you. I'll get you on the flip side of the break. Don't touch it.
The way goes by so long on the plantation, and me never get paid. A gold they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works just slap them in them face.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what to
get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off, October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance, Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m., happening at the Ministry of Public Service, Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the Softball Jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade. November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. The bonfire banner we got. Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down?
Well, I got you on the Wednesday, October 30th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, pleasant good afternoon. What I would like to share with you, Naughty, that around 1939, America, Indiana, and married an American.
Uh-huh.
Of that offspring, they had children, and the only one survivor presently is about 70 plus. And the story is, Naughty, you need to hear it. They had formed a baseball team, and all of the members of the baseball team died. But he had a photograph that was authenticated by a researcher who was there presently to identify who his people were. But I would like for you to contact them so that you can follow it up. It was in Indiana.
So you're telling me that a Bahamian woman left the Bahamas in 1939, went to Indiana in the United States, got married to an American, had children, and they formed a baseball team?
Yeah, and the thing is,
and all the kids were on the baseball team? Like they're natural kids, or they added kids from the neighborhood?
No, no, not their children, but there was a baseball team of children.
A kid's baseball team?
Yeah. And the thing, Naughty, is that I would like for you to follow it up because it's very interesting. And the name of the person is Arnold Wilson. He is the husband of Belinda Wilson.
Arnold Wilson? Belinda Wilson's husband?
Yeah.
That ain't no problem, man. Belinda's a friend. Arnold's a friend. That's no problem. Small world. I will follow that up. Sound like a good story.
No. Follow up, Naughty, because you will really love the story.
All right. I appreciate you reaching out, man. And when I finish follow up on it, I'll make sure I get back to you and let you know how much I enjoyed it. All right. Appreciate you, man. All right. Let's get to the text lines real quick. Hey, Naughty. The Prime Minister is in Eleuthera for the groundbreaking and contract signing for the new health clinic. So happened the experience with the people been going through for months. The power was off in that area in the middle of the day. Plus, he had to ride in all the craters called potholes. Well, he who fears it knows. Maybe a Luther will get what they need now since he went down and it was so deplorable. And that's where my grandpa from, North Palmetto Point. K.M. Thompson, so you know I got love for Luther. Naughty, it looks like your friend Donald Trump will win next week. It looks like Trump has a better chance of winning the presidency than the Dow. Stop it. Mr. Producer, give me a minute here. Naughty, it looks like Trump has a better chance of winning the presidency than the Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl or two playoff games this year. Now, see, this is where you trying to be slick, Texter, is where you whammy yourself. Let me let you know a little interesting tidbit of information. My Dallas Cowboys have not won a Super Bowl, you're correct, in 29 years. Last time they won a Super Bowl, 1996. Now, Texter, since you're trying to be smart, let me lay some knowledge on you. Do you know that in 1996, the same time the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl for the last time, that's the last time they won one, was also the last time a celebrity lost their ear in public? Yes, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, Caesar's Palace, he bit it off. Mike Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off. Well, forward the tape to 2024, a couple months ago, Donald Trump lost an ear, part thereof of an ear, a piece of a lobe. That's good enough for me. An ear is an ear. So before you talk any smack, mind the Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl this season simply because of the Trump effect. So that's why I want to see the Trumps to win. Not as a responsible husband or father or member of society or the global community. No. As a comedian, as a sportsman, yeah. For selfish gains for my Dallas Cowboys. So text the next time you try to be funny, maybe you should do some Googling because it looks like the joke's on you with that one. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
Fairly well. I've been listening to your program from time to time, and I should be listened by high school students playing softball, baseball, and all those things. I know young men in general. So, you know, when you have your persons calling and they make their pick and you and your co-host and you all make some jokes and rough jokes and so on, and laugh it off. I was thinking that would be good therapy for all young people to deal with them, to know you can
agree to disagree and still be friends.
Right. And so I think that would also help with our situation in the country with the high rates of murder and all that. I don't know if you will be given a consultancy position per se, but you can do it as a volunteer. You know, the way you take care of the handicap parking and the old people and the young people?
Yes, sir.
Those are very good qualities, and I think the nation youth can benefit a lot by tuning in to talking.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Maybe we could line something up. I have no problem talking to the kids in any place, anytime, anywhere. You know that, but... You know, I don't know if I get a consultancy fee. I think all them consultancy fees going to Rodney.
No, I just added that for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, I know. You sent me right up for that one. I couldn't let that one go. Always remember, if you do have any youth groups or whatever that, you know, people need, you know, somebody to talk to or give some mentorship to, I have no problem with that, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
But I appreciate you reaching out and I appreciate you listening, man. Thanks so much. All right, let's get to the text lines. Naughty, the PRP has had about three different crime initiatives since coming to office with the promise of having the answer, and to this day, they have fallen short badly. And this has been to the detriment of the average Bahamian. Texter, you are 100% right. You nailed it with that one. We have had three different crime initiatives. Nothing's come to fruition like that. Some publicity here or there, but let's look at the big numbers. I mean, I still can't get over, crime is down, but rape is up. Crime is down, but murder is up. Car stealing is down, crime is down. I mean, come on, what is it? Very confusing. Especially to those of us who don't read and don't take time out. Naughty, great show as usual. Brother-in-law's killing each other right now. Don't invite me to any family functions, especially if anybody's wearing ankle monitors. naughty parents should do random room searches. Boy, look here. Some of these teenagers just freak themselves out if you try to go around their room. Saying, yeah. And you may as well tell them if you keep going down the road, you're going, you could be in jail and they can search your room. So it's cheaper you get used to a room search now. Here you contraband. Yeah, sometimes that's what you need to do, though. But if you think your kid could kick your butt, do it when they're in school. So you're safe. Good afternoon, Naughty. Do you know if the MP, Mr. Cornish, is on half pay because of his court matter, or is it different from the police on half pay? Just asking because I don't understand things. I need to follow that up and find out. Very good question. I need to find that out. Be interesting to know. Of all of them down, rape, etc., what is crime? Listen, that text, that's what I'm trying to figure out. All right. So when you say crime is down, then you gotta specify, okay, well, car theft is down, shoplifting is down, fighting is down, domestic violence down. Oh, but we got rape is up, murder is up, illegal gun possession is up, armed robbery is up. I mean, so is crime down, or is only certain areas of crime down and certain are up? That's why we need a proper Freedom of Information Act. That's why we need this information. All right, caller's trying to get to y'all right now. Hey. I can only laugh when I get texts from this individual, you know. I'm telling you, man, this text is a serious curmudgeon. Serious curmudgeon. Appreciate them listening to the show, but one thing I know, when this text attacks, it is going to be pure negativity. Curmudgeon city. I think he's Gollum. I think if Gollum and Oscar the Grouch had a love child, it'd be this text right here. Everything miserable about everything. And I understand when you're living in the 242 and things ain't things. I get it. My God. Naughty. Tell that caller. Kids don't listen to talk radio. Thank you, Captain Negativity. You kill me. Kill me. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, you're Naughty.
Hey, what's going on? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's up,
Naughty? Listen, the person that was asking about Cornish being on half pay. Now we have to remember he is still doing his MP work. So why would he be on half pay? And if he's on half pay,
but that's a valid question. You know, somebody asking probably a police friend, well, hey, you know, one of my police friends got in the same predicament and they on half pay. What about the MP? I mean, it's a fair question.
It is. But if you look at it, the police is no longer doing the full police work.
Correct.
That he used to do. And then look at if Cornish is on half pay, then
yeah, man.
You understand? And
you know, when
and
it comes to those both scenarios, to both those cases, let the chips fall when they may.
Exactly. You know, but as I guess they're saying, as long as they are still out there doing their MP work, then it's not half pay. I guess that would be the excuse they give. But who knows, you know, if you get any answer from that, because this is a government of fly away and no answers.
This is not fly away, okay?
It is fly away?
No. You talking about the PM? You talking about the PM just fly away and give no answers?
Well, have you got an answer of anything that you ask?
Listen. I could put up with all of that because recently the PM flew off for my reparations, for your reparations, okay? All the way to Samoa, the way to see the king. So I ain't going to let you beat up on him like that because he's getting me my reparations and your reparations.
I have to see it first, but in any way, something I said to Chivago a few minutes ago when I said to him, they were talking about how the minister for the road traffic said that she has these plates. So I said, I asked
again?
The question, did she say she have these 30,000 plus plates, or did she say she ordered. These are on order. I'm placing it on order.
We got to find out. Do they have it or is the order in? That's the question.
She used the word on order.
Oh, well, if you're using the word on order, that means you still can wait for your 30,000 license plate and we still have all kind of vehicles riding on the road unlicensed.
Okay, yes. You know, they giving her props to say, oh, she get the plates. However, that's not what she said.
No, she said just having them in hand, in your hand, touching them. We got 30,000 here. We can put them on the streets. No.
Nope.
On order means they'll be here shortly because they are on order.
And then when you the reason why the car's on the street without the plates is because
and then,
she can easily tell you. I never tell you we
but
have
that
them.
Brings up my next question.
Order.
Why are we ordering from some foreign company and with no procurement act and no freedom of information act? We don't know who got the contract. But why are we buying plates in foreign or ordering them elsewhere when we have all these prisoners in the prison? You got prison jobs, do like the states, make them make license plates.
But this is what we need to realize, too, that nobody probably talked about, even if they realized it, that of all the years we've been going through licensing up our vehicles, this is the only time, and this is the only government that we have a license plate distribution problem. So there must have been a serious change. Whoever was making them before is no longer making them as a part of one of their friends, family, and whoever else.
Yeah,
gets
well,
stuff.
That's ample work prisoners could do part of their rehabilitation program. Come on now.
And put a dollar or two in their pocket for
when they come out.
Done.
There you go.
So when they come on the street, they won't be broken, walk through and somebody else to
correct.
See.
Good stuff, man. I got to get to these other calls, man. Let's get to these other calls, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, young buddy. Boy. You know, 173.
And to say it could take a decade for the backlog, my God.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying it like he gave up.
178 on bail for murder. My dude.
And he's saying it, oh, it's taking 10 years, but then he's just come up with a solution. You know, something got to be done. We lucky we ain't had more murders, you know. I mean, on that.
We got to look at getting these backlogs down in less than a decade, man.
Yeah, we got to see.
Because a lot of the problem with retaliation and vigilantism in this country is if dudes know, man, X, Y, A, B, and C allegedly killed my element of P, and I got to wait 7, 8, 9 years to see this dude go to trial, it could be a problem.
Yeah, that's going to be. And then they complain, but they're supposed to do something to the prison. I mean, excuse that still a big prison. We collecting a lot of tax money on, you know, you don't know where it's going. For instance, how much they paying on consultancy? What, about 40 million?
Yeah, 40 or maybe even 60, but it's a lot. It's a chunk.
But that's a lot of money. And we need to cut back on some of them consultancy, man. And then look at our roads. Here we go again, and I keep bringing it up. They need to hire more people. Just on this case, they going, we'll never get these roads paved.
Craters in these roads are ridiculous.
Man, the fellas come throwing time. That's a speed bump because that ain't level no more. You know, and that's what I'm seeing. But I think they need to hire more judges, build more courts until they get it down. And then another thing they could complain about jury. That increased the fee for the jury, maybe $60 a session or something. Then you wouldn't have no problem in selecting, you know.
And you know what else they could do, too? Bring in night court and bring in video court from right there in where they're holding these criminals.
You know, it's a prime.
And break down for what it is. If it's petty stuff, i.e. your shoplifting, your bench warrants
yeah,
and stuff
I
like
just,
that.
I just talking about the murders. You got 173 guys on thing up.
On
then
bail.
You gotta do, if you got to hire more judges, then you got to hire. If you got to increase the jury, you got trouble getting jury.
You got to get that backlog down. You can't have that backlog going for more than a decade. It's crazy.
And say that, but you know, the number of issues in this country need to be corrected, but ain't corrected. All my lifetime, this is the first time I see we don't have no license plate.
It's crazy.
Hello?
It's crazy. I agree with you.
The first time in all my lifetime, and I almost had a three-score head. So it's a bunch of nonsense. I mean, you ain't got all my. And then what that does, that costs people who supposed to license and say, you know, and they ride scot-free with no license. But anyhow,
but check this out. This is a good point this texter made. Naughty to your caller's point, the Ministry of Works responsibility is to fix the roads, not the person they're outsourcing it to. So if you're not, if you're outsourcing and doing it, guess who still got to fix the roads?
Not only that, we
Ministry
pay
of Works.
They pay gas.
Correct.
They pay all these things, all those taxes. They're supposed to go there and fix the road. You know, excuse.
Naughty. Anyway. All right, brother. Good call, as always, man. Let me get to these text lines real quick. Call us. I'll get to you in a second. Naughty, any more info on the high-level police officer who allegedly raped that woman? Ooh. That came out, and then it kind of went quiet. Hey, yeah. Got to do your due diligence. I mean, let me follow up on that. Naughty, with 30,000 plates on audit, you think there's 30,000 vehicles on the road without plates? Close to it, probably. Between here and the Family Islands? Yeah, that could be. You see how many cars in New Providence? I don't know why we can't make license plates locally, because probably it cuts, you know, like the homies, lovers, cronies, friends, families, you know, hook up to do. Kind of cuts that out. So that's bad for business. That's why we don't do it locally. We should let prisoners make the license plates like anywhere else in the world. Naughty, I don't know what happened, but this is a jinx. I listened to the Luther, and after you read my text about the PM and the Luther, the power went off and it's still off. But at least you can still hear me, and I appreciate that. That ain't my fault. That's your fault. You sending that booby trap text, not me. I just read it. Naughty, crime is down in PI and Albany. You sure about that? You sure about that? Naughty, the same reason we bring in limes from Mexico, Naughty, how much could lime in Mexico cost less than lime in Nassau? This is crazy. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what do you say?
Hey, what's going on?
That ain't cool. You all right?
Yeah, man, I good.
All right. You to spend any time with your boy Dal Miller in the media world in the Bahamas?
Yeah, man, this Papa?
Yeah, I just wake up every
time. Yeah, Papa, man, listen. I over our careers, our paths crossed. I knew Daryl. Daryl was a, you know, fan of comedy. He'd come to Jokers over the years.
Yeah.
I knew him when he had his start out by Fish Fry. Big sports fan, too. So we used to talk a lot of sports, crack a lot of jokes, yeah? So we always had good conversations when we spoke, you know what I mean? When our paths crossed, there was a mutual respect. I was sad to see him pass. I think we lost a legend.
Yeah.
I think we lost a trailblazer in his own right. And definitely a legend in Bahamiana, you know what I mean? In our history, a part of our folklore. That's one of our legendary characters, man.
Yeah, a treasure. I can miss him. I spent some time around him in the media world, learned some things from him, too. But, you know, I say goodbye to him and condolence to his family. So at the time, he was here to spend with us, and for all the media people mightn't get a chance to say something. He traveled all over the world and met a lot of people.
That man knew every constituency in every portion of this island, across the archipelago, every family island, every constituency here in New Providence. He knew it all.
Yes, what I like about him, too, is that he always say prayer. You know, some people say it ain't important, but that's something what we'll be able to say about him, that he always try to say a prayer before his show starts.
But God first and mankind after.
Yes, sir. Now, do you know what I want to find out from you? I don't know. If you just read The Guardian or The Tribune when you say the buzz and all that stuff, right? But did you see the story in that paper which you're reading there where the guy, I'm not sure if he's from Fox Hill or where, I think they call it a deed poll where the passport, the passport off the head person on there?
Uh-huh.
They asking for us, anyone in the public who might have a problem or a question to it. I think it's in the paper. The guy called himself Mark Williams and he want to change his name to Selena Chantel Munnings.
Oh, I got to check that out. I didn't get that deep into it, man.
They change it where us males or females change our name to either, if it's a female, change to a female name. But I think it's one of the first time where we have a male, a Bahamian man, asking for the poll to change his name from a man. We have some guys them with what you call unisex name, like, I hear women and men named Sharon, you know. Maybe it's spelled different, but I just wondered if you had that story there, maybe.
Papa, what I can tell you about it is this, man. Mm-hmm. I can put it to you like this. Mm-hmm. To each his own. Whatever a person wants to do with their life, that's between them and God.
Yeah, I agree.
You understand what I say? But at the end of the day, I wouldn't want you to be too surprised, because if you look at the state of the world around us, that's where we're going. And we love follow fashion.
Well, I just was pointing out this one of the first times I hear about it in the Bahamas. I wonder if you hear about it before.
But no, now I can go dissect it and read whichever paper that I was in, because you told me I only was glancing right now. But now that you told me that, let me propaganda.
I can give you a chance to look before this hour finish. Keep up the good. But, hey, you can see you game with the Yankees, not the Dodgers. Eh?
I've been saying that, man. Be down 3-1, but there's hope, there's life. That's all I can say.
Before the Bahamian guy, they gone over there. But with the scores now, one more to go, and the Dodgers got it, eh?
Yeah, man. If the Dodgers win the next one, they win. If the Yankees win the next one, we play another one.
If the Yankees to win out of being God for a Bahamian.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm a long-time Yankee before there. Jazz arrived, but now that he's there, that just makes it even sweeter.
Yeah, but now, when the Dodgers win, I say not if, but when they win, I could be happy for people like Pearly.
Yeah, well, you're just like Pearly. When you get too boisterous and too biggity with the Dodgers, I can drop you just like Pearly. So bye, Papa. Have a good one. See you later. You and your Dodgers. Let's get to the break. All I know is them Dodger fans, you can take that broom, and you're not sure I could do it with that broom, right? All right, then.
Bobby Ron. Me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the preacher could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the
to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited. New KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Did you know the city of Nassau started with Christchurch Cathedral? The Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Chunk Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Bring the kids to the kitty corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here. So see you there.
All I do is win.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie. Buenos días. It's Wednesday and it's time for your three ball, the lucky tres pelotas. The numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
227. 227.
Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay with me.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Light of mercy. Whoa, whoa.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, EFC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Public Service, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We go spy so long on the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives them slain. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you let away. Judgment Day.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 30th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearlie should be joining us in short order, right? Look out for the Pearl. I know he took a little cut skin last night, so he might come in a little bit late, but I know Pearlie will be here now because Pearlie got plenty to talk about. Pearlie got plenty to say. Dodger's still up. You know how that go. But while we wait for Pearlie, I'll get into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And, you know, it's happy hour there at Naughty Johnny's. Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. is happy hour, so be sure to check them out. All right? Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And on this day in sports history, October 30th, a few things transpire. Let's check it out. On this day in 1919, the Professional Baseball Association ruled that spitballs and shine balls were illegal. 1974, in Kinshasa, Zaire, Muhammad Ali regained his heavyweight boxing title by knocking out George Foreman in the eighth round. That was known as the Rumble in the Jungle. In 1988, the New York Jets beat the Pittsburgh Steelers for the first time. 1992, Magic Johnson played his last game in the NBA before retiring for the second and last time. 1997, Violet Palmer became the first woman to officiate an NBA game. The game was between the Dallas Mavericks and the Vancouver Grizzlies. 2001, in New York City, U.S. President George W. Bush threw out the first pitch at Game 3 of the World Series between the New York Yankees and the Arizona Diamondbacks. 2001, Michael Jordan returned to the NBA with the Washington Wizards after 3.5-year retirement. The Wizards lost 93-91 to the New York Knicks. Quote of the day, you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Michael Jordan. And that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's slide over. The Pearl is in the building. What's going on, Pearlie?
In this corner. Hey, right here, man. Right here.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Listen, you still got bragging rights. So what I'm going to tell you is you and your crew in Chippenham, your Dodger crew, you could, you know, as The Rock would say, I want you to take that broom, turn it sideways, shine it up real nice, and stick it back on the wall.
Well, you know, I'm not saying
that we're going to make history and come from 3-0 down. It could happen, but hey, no sweep.
I thought it's a start. I thought Dave Roberts managed very well yesterday. He saw the understanding. He didn't use any high leverage arms at all yesterday.
Correct.
I'm very excited about that. And y'all can need some of them runs today.
Well, we can see. That's the good thing about baseball, right? That, like Chris Berman says, that's why we play.
Amen. I say. But I see the Yankees excited. You get Garrett Cole pitching today. He's not had a bad game yet.
But we'll see. Now, Pearlie, I want to tell you something. And me and you take off your Dodger hat. I can take off my Yankee hat. All right?
Okay.
And I want you to go down baseball memory lane with me. You remember 1985. Kansas City Royals down 3-1 against the St. Louis Cardinals, who definitely had better pitching. Tudor, Andahar, yeah. Warren in the bullpen. All the Royals had was Saber Hagen and Bud Black.
Yeah.
And Quisenberry was the receiver. I'm reliever, Lord bless the dead.
Yes.
But they were down 3-1. Then they had that game 5.
No, let's put it there. They weren't down 3-0. They were down 2-0. Then it was 2-1. Then 3-1.
It was 3-1. It was 3-1. Yeah, 3-1. But at after 4 games, they were down 3-1. Just like the Yankees. Remember, there was that game five, but they scratched out that win. Then in game six, you know, I thought George Otto was safe. The rest of the world said he was out, but me and Don Deckinger, Lord bless that man, George Otto was safe. And after that, game seven came in, and you know what happened? Lights out, 11-0 Kansas City. The floodgates are down because the better team, the St. Louis Cardinals, had melted down. And I'm just saying, tonight is where you got to put the Yankees out. If you don't put them out tonight, Pearly, you got problems on your hands. That's what I'm going to say.
In L.A.? Problems in L.A.? You got to be joking.
Because it's pressure. It's a different pressure, Pearly.
Pressure. I said six games, but I'm taking it now in five.
Okay, and I told you seven from the break, correct?
But it won't be seven, I guarantee you that.
You stay right there. You stay there. Rayton's going to play into this, brother. Rayton's going to play into this.
I looked at it. The guys who had those kids yesterday, that's them. They have no more hands for the rest of the series.
We'll see. And right now, we could go back and forth on this. Game plan at what, 8 o'clock tonight? We got to watch it.
Yeah, Otani ain't hit the ball yet, so there's no that.
Yeah, but something looked wrong with Otani, too.
No, he had the shoulder. I know.
Not the shoulder, I think, coming into. What was that little thing he had before coming in?
No. He has, I've watched Otani all season. He has these 2-3 game slumps. He has these, and then he just bursts out. That's normal for him all season.
I thought it looked more like little leg problems, man. Ain't nothing going on with the ankle or the knee?
No, ain't nothing going on with that. Don't try to speculate. Ain't nothing going on with that. The shoulder, and that's it.
You sure?
Positive.
100%. You sure it wasn't a bad ankle or knee that caused him to give out that kind of made him slide funny to injure the shoulder?
No, he slides that way every time to protect his
nothing about up. A potential hamstring or anything like that, Pearly?
No. You just trying to put these little stories out there. I like how you're working, but I like how you think, but no. He slides that way all the time. It's just a bad slide. That's all.
All right, cool. No problem, man. Everything cool. I'll take your word for it.
But you know, Max Muncy's going to jock one today. Watch. You'll call me and say, boy, Pearly, you really know this team. I'm telling you.
Muncy?
Yeah, he can jock one today.
But listen, the curmudgeon has chimed, and I think he's a Phillies fan, right? But he say, Otani is a piece of crap, and Judge is a piece.
Two best players in baseball. Watch yourself.
That's the poster child for curmudgeons, okay, Pearly?
I know.
I'm sure you, when you fill in on Thursday, you know who it is, too. Every text is negative. Every text is like...
Yeah, I know.
I got a laugh out of it now, too, though. I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, I think that series is got at least two more games to play tonight and game six. You could be right, Pearly. And if it gets the successful game six for the Yankees, then, you know, you all got heck on your hands in game seven because the pressure is totally on you.
I like what you think.
Hey, listen, two Irishmen could walk out of a bar on St. Paddy's Day, okay, bro? It could happen.
Okay.
Dallas could win a Super Bowl in my lifetime again. It could happen.
Yeah, they could, but they probably won't.
It ain't going to be this season, but anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Nets.
Yeah, Naughty, yeah, Pearly. Yeah, hey, Naughty, I guess I'm going to say he's done with Otani. Judge. He ain't doing too well. He ain't can on too bad himself.
Don't worry about that. Tonight, you can see Otani tonight.
Well, hey, so it's 3 games in New York. Hey. A game in New York again tonight.
Yeah.
It's 2-3-2.
Yeah, okay. Now, Naughty, you got to tell your fans them they can't take the ball out of the man, glove man. Tell them seats too expensive for that man to get by out the...
Pearly will tell you this goes back not to this instance. It goes back even further. Remember, Pearly, what was that little kid's name a couple of years back? Daniel something, whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I think Moises will, if you see him on the street today, he'll whap him in his head with something.
Probably so. But this one, Daniel Owen, was he just stole it? This one was terrible. They held his hand. They could have hurt Mookie Betts.
Yeah, they could have hurt him, man. They all won all the right and one on the left.
You thought that was such a great thing? And then
MLB
tell
the
them, they bought.
That's good. They can't come back in there no more, man.
$1,400 seats gone to waste.
That was probably Paulie and Vinny from one of them New York crime families, buddy, over there. $1,400 a seat. Forget about it. Forget it.
But the one who had the grand slam for y'all, Naughty. And
you want to pay?
2009, you stood a parade, just wishing to be there. And then end up there hitting the grand slam now, boy. That's a story.
That's his 15 minutes of fame. Good. See you later.
You see, Pearly's being that guy. So I'm going to let him be that guy because they're up 3-1. But, you know, We get in here tomorrow, and it's 3-2. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm going to shove my all, be that guy all in and just ride it till the wheels fall off.
Hey, that's right. That's something right. else. That's no something my Deeks going down for the season, eh?
Who?
Boy, that could hurt the Titans, the Texans.
Who?
I think that could hurt them.
Who, Diggs? Well, yeah, right now, for the next couple of weeks, it hurts them because they got problems in the wide receiver corps. Their best receiver, Nico Collins, is out for another week with the hamstring.
That's right. That's
you got
right.
Tank Dell nursing a soft tissue injury with the quad. You got Diggs out for the year with the ACL. So that basically leaves Dalton Schultz as the security blanket for Stroud, and he's got nobody in the wide receiver room that he knows.
Well, you know who got? And we got them this Sunday, too. The Bills. Well, they got cool Sunday. What the say?
Listen, over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see some of these pretty teams that got these pretty records right now. When we look up at the end of this month, it could be one big log jam. Watch and see.
You see what the Browns do to Baltimore, right? You
correct.
See 1-16.
Division games going to play into it. Rivalry going to play into it. Yep. Plenty going to play into it.
The Giants do the same thing to Pittsburgh, but they let me down. Hey, Daniel Jones here, anybody.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. Watch when the Giants play them Eagles. Just watch. Just watch. One of them games they're going to upset the Eagles in. I'm telling you, just watch.
Yeah, that's what is happening. Come see him. There's be spoilers.
It's a division rivalry.
You gotta ask him.
It's a rivalry game. Yes, indeed. Did anybody see Cleveland beating Baltimore last week? Hell no.
No, hell no. Now, I'm with a backup quarterback with Vincent.
Not that. Ah, boy.
Anyway, let me let someone else get in. Yeah, brother. See how we can leave, man. Hey,
take care, my brother.
You got me.
Yeah, man. Finally, good stuff.
Taylor, take the broom down off the wall. No mind, naughty. All right, we can leave.
How you can take the broom down? You need to put it up on the wall. Mop, there ain't no sweep happening.
No, no more, no. And again,
unless it's like a reverse sweep where y'all win the first three and then lose the last four. That could happen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But you really forget this radio stuff. You could spin. Let's start one party, man. Are you sure we can spin the world into believing?
No, Allah. I fear God do much for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't for that.
I'm
happy right where I at, you know?
You have me almost believing sometimes.
And, you know, I try.
All right.
Listen.
What happened?
I listen. I want to know something now. See, these little bronsexuals, they're getting into their feelings now, and we have to talk. I say the Lakers should be 4-0 right now, you know.
Yeah, they should be 4-0.
And the reason why we're not 4-0 is LeBron. 11 points, 3 of 14 shooting.
Mm.
If you don't want it in the end, give it to one of them other brothers who won it, man. And then the free throw. You're trying to miss a free throw to get the ball back to tie the game, and you try play parking and burst the rim. But listen. I like him tonight in Cleveland, man. I did this to Swanson. This may be the last hurrah of LeBron playing on the road in Cleveland. He may retire.
Cleveland. Who Cleveland beat that tonight? They beat someone that tonight.
Cleveland's 4-0. But guess what? Give me the Lakers with 5.5. I'll take them.
I'll take the points.
AD is a beast. And the reincarnation of Jerry West has come back to Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen. And his name is Austin Reeves. If that don't remind you of Zeke from Cabin Creek, buddy, who does, Pearly?
And Kinect playing some good ball, too.
Yeah, but Kinect reminds me of Dan Marley, man.
Yeah. That's a smaller version, though, in terms of size, not height, size.
Yeah, but I mean, shooting and defense and all of that, yeah. Kinect reminds me of Dan Marley when he was young.
When he was in Phoenix, eh?
Yes, but he thundered down. It was nasty. Even in Miami, he was nasty. But boy, when he was in Phoenix, he was disgusting.
Yeah, he was rough.
Boy, look here. You sit there and put the all-time white boy team in the NBA. You got to have, like, Jason Williams at point.
No.
Jason Williams any day of the week, bro. Stockton all you want. Give me J-Dub on point guard on my all-white boy team.
Okay, all right.
He got a little more Eminem to him, you know what I'm saying? A little more flash.
You talking down to earth? You talking about cool white boy team then?
Yeah. Damn Marley was one. Damn Marley was one for sure.
Larry Bird?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because Larry Bird used to talk smack like the brothers, man. Larry, Kevin, for sure.
Kevin McHale?
No.
Bill Walton?
No. Bill Walton was too tidy-whitey, then he went ultra-hippie. No. If we got J-Dub at point, we need somebody at the two-guard. Larry's my three. He's my small forward. The two-guard, I can put the late, great Dragan Petrovic, who died in that car accident. That's what I can put there.
All right. I'll take him, yeah. All right.
And then at the power forward, wow, just out of old Laker law, Jay dunked him to the ground.
I'll go with Kukoc.
Kukoc, Tony Kukoc?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might work.
Or Rambus.
Well, yeah, if we're going to keep it all funky white boy, then you go with Rambus for sure. Your scrapper and your glasses. And then at center, man, the hippie Bill Walton could work, but then he was always hurt, so that don't really work out.
We could go all the way back and get the kid from the Lakers.
No, bro. Put the current day at center, man. Jokic, the Joker.
Okay, the Joker, okay.
Throw him in there. That's a tough white boy team right there, boy. I could play, and I could shoot.
All right. Then who's your small forward?
I said Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry, who's your power forward is Rambus. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, good.
And if I got to go, like, legit power forward, because Rambus was like a bench jockey scrub slash whatever, if I got to go legit power forward, couple there, you know. Couple of there. I'd go. Yeah. I got one for you. Could play inside and out at my power forward. Detlef Schrempf.
Yeah.
You're learning a few things today from Uncle Naughty. Detlef Schrempf.
And then if you really need a good, if you really want to say Santa, because, you know, he's a little jungle, the guy from Dallas, Dirk.
Yeah, Nowitzki, for sure. Yeah, Dirk need to be in there, too. Dirk need to be in that conversation, for sure, for sure. You can imagine Dirk and Bird on the same team?
That would be fun.
Play long shots. Let's get to this phone call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, good buddy. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
My dear, you and Buddy. Hey, good day to you all. Well, you know, let me tell you something. Well, first of all, let me say a shout out to two of my good buddies who had two boy days back behind. Julian Enscombe up in there through Enscombe Road off of Fox Hill. And then Quinton Gunn, QC Curry, who had a birthday yesterday. One was 73 years old the day before. And then Gunn was 63 yesterday. And I don't know if you know Gunn. Gunn travels with all the sports teams, and they go to the Carifta and Olympics and all that kind of thing. But you know, when I listen to you and Pearly talk sports, especially the popular sports, basketball, football, baseball, and stuff. The information y'all got, and y'all go back so far, and you know more than most of these fellas who's played it by the back. Y'all like Jeff Williams and all the Kayak Box. Y'all know these names, Jeff Williams, Kayak Box, you know that?
Yeah, man, how you mean?
You sure y'all know that?
How you mean? Jeff was one who used to inspire me into the picks. Jeff was how I got into picks, reading his pick column as a little kid when he used to do the picks.
Jason Marks, you know, all them fellas are way back from on Eastern Parade and the Western Ford and Ron Haynes over with cricket and soccer on the you got let me tell you, Naughty, a lot of people know that one time ago in the Bahamas on Sunday, everybody go to church first in the morning.
Right.
After church, if you got a bicycle, you ride down to the west. We call it the Western Vaughan. They had soccer going on the eastern side. In the middle, you had baseball going on. And on hands over, you had cricket going on. All going on at the same time. Plus, at Windsor Field and St. George's Park, off of Mackey Street, you had cricket going on. But what I'm saying, what I want to say, the information you all got, and I really applaud you all too, like you and Pearly. I don't know how you all remember all these things. Y'all look like y'all had nothing to do but deal with sports. But how come they never get y'all to coach them our teams? Because y'all know more. These coaches that they got right there, I don't even know their names.
How come you're no coach? You're no woman coaching and everything. But you all never coached over him in there.
How you know we don't coach Sparky?
No,
or we didn't coach you sports.
I thought but be on the bench while these fellas run up down the court. People like you and Pearlie them should be on baseball, basketball, football, soccer, swimming, everything. Because you all know everything with everything.
Well, we try, Pearlie. We try, man. We try there, Sparky. We try. Appreciate it, bro. All right, let's get to this break, man. We're going to get to this break. Flip side of the break. Pearlie and I will be back. We'll be chopping it up. We'll be talking more sports. And we got still got the NBA. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, October 30th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
We go spy so long on the plantation. And me never get paid. A gold they stole away. How many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are you? You are your crook and
living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. It's here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well. We burn a fire, but we got Babylon and the free dark. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire, bana weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. The way goes by so long on the plantation, and me never get paid. A gold they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day, Bobby Ron. Me burn a fire, burn a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down?
We're back at you. on the Wednesday, October 30th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty New Company, right up until 6 p.m. Pearly in the building. What's going on, Pearly? We got one call, and once we get this call in, then we get into our picks. Talking Heads.
Sorry. Yes, Naughty. Yes, Naughty. Yes, Naughty.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Go. Hey, Pearly, don't forget what I told you yesterday. We went 60 years into Yankee history, and everything I told you, you put it up, and you find it correct, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, the Yankees will win Game 5. We will be back in Los Angeles on Friday. Be the best of two game then. That's what we're looking for.
I hope after the day when y'all get beat, you call tomorrow. I don't want you to keep ducking.
Listen to me carefully. Cole came out with 88 pitch. That was a drastic mistake by Bone. He realized he made a drastic mistake. He took out his ace pitcher with 88 pitch. That was not called for. But I can guarantee you that Cole will give us 7, and our key reliever will take it home. He'll pitch 2 innings, and we take his 1 back to L.A., all right? We're going back to L.A. for game 6.
Is Cole undefeated for the season?
No, I mean he's not undefeated.
Has he pitched any bad games all season?
He had some bad starts and
he had a bad playoff game yet. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Not really.
All right.
He didn't really have a bad playoff game. That's why I'm saying I'm confident that Cole will take the Yankees where they need to go tonight, along with all waking up. Because of 4 or 5, and what is significant about this is that to show you the confidence level that I have and that management have in Jazz Chisholm, he batted clean up and he produced. That's what I'm talking about. The first behavior ever to bat clean up in the New York Yankees uniform. I the only one the Heyman has ever made the team other than Josh.
Okay.
Chisholm. All right.
So, no problem. So let me ask you a question. You threw your rookie ace last night, and we threw a bullpen game with you. You had a good game against the bullpen, right?
Yeah, I know it was the bullpen. I knew it was a bullpen game. I knew that.
All right.
The problem is they're going to have to go to that bullpen tonight, and it could be a problem because the bullpen could be dry.
No, what happened is that Robert McSmart, he didn't utilize his
leverage pitches.
I could say that the Dodgers manager used wisdom last night, and his plan is ready for tonight. But the bottom line is the Yankees were going to show everybody why they are the bombers. We ended up with 3-1 last night and almost set a new World Series record for run score. So watch out, Yankees. See you later.
There you go. I'm fired up. Let's go, Yankees. Let's go. You got me fired up. I'm ready to go, buddy. I don't know about you, but that's how you bring it, man. I guess he told you. How about that, Pearly? Told you.
That's all right. Yeah, I ain't ever meeting tomorrow. I ain't ever meeting tomorrow. That's fine.
You ain't ever remember tomorrow?
One of my young Yankee friends, man, you're the star. Or, you know, all excited. Yeah, you get one win. That's it. 4-1.
One and done, eh?
4-1.
Now, man, 3-2 tomorrow, but you can say, Pearly.
Then I'll say it before, too. like my original pick.
All right, Pearly. We'll see.
Original pick.
On another note, have you seen the statue of Dwayne Wade?
Ugly.
Bro, that looks like he got trapped in a Diddy party or something, man. That trophy looked like he's screaming.
Either that or sound like Rock.
No
did
Diddy.
Something.
Huh?
Sound like Rock did something.
Yeah, I know, boy, but boy, I tell you, this he looked like that don't even look like Dwayne Wade.
I don't know why he let them unveil that, because I'm sure he looked at it before they unveiled it.
When I look at that statue, I don't think that statue looks more like revenge than art. Look like sculpt out a vibe of Dwayne Wade. and that statue looked like he comes straight from... Anyway, I can leave that. Wow.
Yeah, you're not joking. as well. You're not jokers.
I know, but still, oh, wow. Funny is funny, nonetheless. Oh, boy, I tell you. I don't know what they were thinking, but that looks nothing like that. Now, the person who did the sculpting for Ed Reed was spot on. That was dynamite. Whoever did Ed Reed's Hall of Fame bus, you need to look at it. That Hall of Fame bus for Ed Reed, and when I tell you, is spot on, bro.
Yeah, it was. I think I saw it.
Down to the dreads and to the beard and everything, bro. It's Ed Reed to a T.
That probably one pitcher Gabriel picked out that wasn't white, you know.
Gabriel done changed, made up so many ways. Might not a statue, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of trippy though. I won't lie to you, Pearly. I looked at that and I was like, that looks nothing like Dwayne Wade. Nothing. But it is what it is. It's out front of Miami Arena. You know, now I gotta go crack jokes on it too, for sure, for sure, for sure. Gotta crack them jokes.
Ah, that's funny.
Man, I gotta go take a picture and crack a joke on that, man, for sure, for sure. That's the infamous ugly Dwayne Wade statue. You feel me?
I feel you.
So it is what it is. Anyhow.
I feel ya.
Anyhow, I digress. We got to talk about some other games tonight before we get into the picks. We got to talk about, talk briefly about the Lakers. We talk briefly about the World Series. What's going on in Dolphin Land, man? Do you all rebound this week or do you all continue to snide?
I don't know what they, you know something? The Dolphins are so that bad boyed up that they probably beat Buffalo this weekend and put some hope in some people's minds, some thoughts.
Well, that's what I say about Mike Adams, and here go them talks all over again. They've righted the ship and done it. So, I don't know.
Mind you, there is still hope. The season isn't over. There's only 2-5. You got 10 more games to go. Anything can happen.
You are 2-5?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, no, sorry to call back. You know what I see going on this year when it comes to sports and behaviors? What's the young lady name that got the MVP in basketball, the female basketball?
That's Jonquel Jones, Sparky. New York Liberty.
That one.
All right.
You know what I feel like? I believe this might be our year for the kids, you know. I believe Jazz could do something up there in New York. We might end up in all kind of motorcade right
there. There you go. I agree with you, Sparky. I agree. No, Sparky, speak. Say what you need to say. Don't mind, Bernie.
I believe Jazz could do something up there. But I ain't listening to the party. Jazz could do something up there. We got about 2 or 3 motorcades before the end of the year. Have a good day.
There you go. I guess he told you, Pearly.
We got 2 or 3 motorcades. Miss Bahamas coming up. Miss Palmer coming up. motorcade.
Look who got jokes. Hey, all right. All right, Pearly. Let's go. We got to do the picks. All about the island game. And don't forget, it's all about the island game. NFL takedown. Still got 3 big drawings coming up. All you got to do is sign up with the Island Game Sportsbook. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Once you get your account verified, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play. Make a single game bet or a parlay, and you're going to get registered. We got one drawing in October for $3,000, drawing in November for $5,000, and in December, all expense paid trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans is the grand prize, and that's up for grabs. So it pays to play and win with the Island Game, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, Pearly, ton of games on in the NBA tonight. We're going down rapid fire because there's 11 games in the NBA tonight. Hawks and the Wizards.
I actually say
take the Wizards in the 4.5 points in this one.
I like the Hawks in the money line.
Hawks injured, though. Ton of injuries.
I still like them in the money line.
All right. Celtics -7 over the Pacers. I like the Celtics in the money line in this one. I don't think they cover, but I think they get the win.
I agree.
Pistons on the road against the Sixers. Both teams injured. The Pistons are competitive. So you could, hedge your bets and take the Pistons in 4. I think that the Sixers win, but, the Pistons may cover. So So it's a win-win play
there. I'll take the points at the Sixers.
I mean, personally, I wouldn't touch this game, but if I had to, then I'd probably say, you know, to be safe, Sixers in the money line.
I'll take the points.
All right, Lakers on the road against Cleveland. Lakers plus 4.5.
I'll take the Lakers with the points.
I'll take the Lakers in the 4.5. It could be the last time LeBron plays in Cleveland. He's bringing Bronny with him. It's a hometown game for LeBron. I think after, you know, the other night in Phoenix, where AD stepped up big again, Reeves stepped up big again, Hachimura stepped up big again, you know, LeBron needs to have a... He's in Cleveland. I think it's all about him tonight. I think they get it done. Take the Lakers in the 4.5, and they win outright against the Cavaliers. And if they do lose, it'll be by less than the 4.5. It's going to be a tight game.
Yeah.
Toronto Raptors on the road against the Charlotte Hornets. The Raptors just played last night. That night and day from Toronto to Charlotte. They had to fly from Toronto to Charlotte to play today. I like the Charlotte Hornets on the money line. I still think minus six is too much. I don't trust the Hornets. But by the money line, I like them. I'll take the Hornets in the money line.
I'll take them in the money line, too. The Raptors will have heavy legs, but I still think they'll be competitive.
Next, minus two over the Heat in Miami. I like Miami plus the two. They've won two straight games. They're 5-1 against the spread in their last six games. And I'd like Miami to get it done at home. They're playing better defense. New York still got some issues and some injuries they're working through. I just think Miami gets is one of them early season games where the better team doesn't really win. I like Miami plus the two. Take them at home.
I don't know. Hard is game time decision. Love out. I'm going to take the Knicks and the points.
See, Knicks minus two. All right, let's see. Brooklyn Nets plus 11 on the road against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Nets played last night. The Grizzlies played the night before against Chicago. They were up by a dozen. They went to sleep and let Chicago beat them in overtime. Crazy. But that's what you get with young teams.
I think 11.5 is a whole lot of points.
That's a lot.
I'll take the Grizzlies in the money line.
I like the Grizzlies in the money line for sure, too. I like that Grizzlies in the money line. Magic on the road against the Bulls. Magic coming in as 5-point favorites. Bulls plus 5 at home. The Bulls have been doing very well against the spread, but they had a rough game their last go out against Memphis, even though they won. I think they got taxed. Orlando's coming in off some rest. I'll play it safe and say Orlando in the money line. I'm not touching the minus 5.
I agree with you.
You got the Spurs and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The OKC is probably one of the favorites to come out of the West this year. I still think 12.5 points over the Spurs is a whole lot of points.
Spurs are improving.
I'm feeling good with that. I would take Oklahoma to win, but I think it'll be less than the 12.5 or 13.
I like our drunken buddy Chet Holmgren and the Thunder, too, to get it done. But I'm going to say the money line because, like you say, 12.5 is a little bit large for me. That's a big spread. You got the New Orleans Pelicans and the Golden State Warriors. Listen, no Steph Curry. Buddy Hield leads the way last year. The Warriors win. The Pelicans look like they got some issues. I'm going to go with the Warriors again tonight in the back-to-back at home.
The Pelicans don't know what they are on the rumor bill for being traded. So I think there's a lot of tension in New Orleans. I'm not certain. I would take the Warriors with the points.
Portland Trailblazers on the road against the Clippers getting 8 points. I'm going to take the Clippers in the money line, but the Clippers haven't really beaten anybody or proven to me that they could cover a spread that big of 8 points. So I'm going to take them to win at home because they are good at home, but I don't know if they cover that spread. I think they get it done because of who they're playing, the Blazers, but against other opponents, I'm probably taking the other opponents.
I don't know.
Russell
you know
Westbrook looks like a shell of himself, brother.
I'll stick with you. I agree. I'll take the Clippers, but on the money line.
All right. And with that being said, that's a wrap.
One more. We're missing one more.
What's that?
The elephant in the room. We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, we already talked about it. Yankees win tonight. Yeah. Garrett Cole does his thing.
You're taking them on the spread?
No, I'm taking the Yankees in the money line to win. What's the spread? Right. What's the spread right now?
1.5. 150.
Yeah, give me Yankees plus 1.5. That means y'all got to beat us by 2. Yeah, give me the Yankees plus 2.
You know, I'll take the Dodgers, and I'll take the Dodgers to win, and I'll take the over of 8.
I'll take the over too. It going over 8, and the Yankees can win. Anyhow, yeah, but when we get to 10, we don't go, yeah, you still don't come up short, but it is what it is. See you at 8 o'clock, buddy.
Take time, bro.
Not good luck to you. Let's go, Yankees.
Not good luck to the Yankees, nor you.
Yeah.
And good luck to Jazz.
Boogity boogity boo, I put the whammy on you.
I want Jazz to do well. That's not good luck situations.
But, you know, I put the Billy Martin, boogity boogity boo, whammy on you.
Fernando is going to lean down and pray over my Dodgers.
I didn't catch you with that escape. That's why you quit going to heaven and go and call for Fernando.
Fernando Mania is going to rule over that. And all that can come
I can be honest with you. The late great Frankie Simmons done got to Fernando up there in heaven. The late great Frankie Simmons done talked to all of them. He done put that. He done show them what time it is in true Bahamian fashion. That one over. Gone quiet on that one. Let's go, Yankees. Gonna miss you, Frankie.
Like Tommy Lasorda says, even Jesus is the Dodger.
Yeah, no. Stop. You all know that God is a Cowboy, a Yankee, and a Laker. Don't never forget that. Don't never, ever forget that. Let's go to the break.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been hit from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Nassau, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break it, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Bon John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music grill, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break It, Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Sawyer from the New Breed Mind.
The biggest artist of the 242.
This your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Sugar.
This is Buddy J. Ref.
Christina Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al As, aka Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and scrape explosion. Best of the best.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
LaFleur. We heard from him yesterday about the matchup against the Lions. Really good game this weekend. Probably the best game of the weekend. He called the Lions arguably the NFL's best team. Well, Detroit got some more praise from Bill Belichick, who discussed with Jared Goff just how good the Lions offense is.
It's impossible, I think, for a defense to really stop the, you know, your offense. It's really, there are too many weapons. The offensive line's too good. Blitzing's not the answer. I mean, I think you just got to, you know, and playing you guys, it would, to me, it would just be, you know, hang on and you know, try to create as many long drives and as many long situations as possible. And, but that's hard because you have so many explosive players and you do such a good job of distributing the ball.
It really is. I mean, if you were building an offense today in the NFL, you'd say, okay, let's start with a quarterback that can get us to a Super Bowl. Goff did. Give me a great offensive line to control the line of scrimmage. Boom. Give me a good deep threat. Have it. And a great volume possession guy with speed. Can we get a couple backs? Yeah, we'll give you the best combo in the league. Do we have a decent tight end? Sam Laporta. I mean, there's literally, oh, by the way, give me a clever young offensive coordinator. I mean, you honestly, this is a perfect offense. You would start with a Super Bowl level quarterback, a dominant O-line, a deep threat, a possession threat, and then above average tight end and running back set. And they have all of it. I mean, I would argue if you just, if you took a Pro Bowl offense and you put it up against Detroit's, just Detroit's, they could compete with it. That's how good it is. I just don't see a weakness. I mean, generally speaking, you know, you'll have like a great O-line and an excellent deep threat. They check like seven key boxes. I think Belichick's absolutely right. You don't stop Detroit. What you hope for is you could force a turnover or you create enough offense to keep their offense off the field and get them out of rhythm. But you're not going to win a track meet with them. Nobody in the league. Baltimore, maybe. Green Bay kind of feels like there's a gap. But I mean, Kansas City doesn't have anything like this.
I occasionally give out nuggets on games. You liked them last week a lot. Detroit's first outdoor game this season at Green Bay this week.
Going to be a little chilly.
Is it? Okay, I haven't checked the weather yet. I know it's going to be unseasonably warm on the East Coast for Halloween, but let's see this Sunday in Green Bay. And do they let the grass grow maybe to slow down this track team? This game is fascinating. I cannot wait for this game. Like, this is, I don't even know if I'll bet on it, but I'm super excited.
Who's quarterbacking for Green Bay?
TBD.
Yeah, I don't like that. If you gave me Jordan Love, I'd give you a shot. Malik Willis is not beating Detroit. That's a big ask.
I think we asked that. When did Malik Willis beat? Didn't he beat two decent teams earlier this year? He started games and people were like, "Oh yeah, he's not going to beat the." I think it was the Titans and Colts. Oh, those are bad teams. Yeah, never mind. The tall order for Malik Willis here, but it's not like the Detroit defense is amazing, Colin. No Aiden Hutchinson. I might take a nibble on the pack.
All right. Let's talk about the Lions. This is what I've been saying, right? It's also pretty cool to see, you know, a rival like the Packers. Matt LaFleur, he's a pretty honest guy, too. I don't think he's not one of those people that, like, works the media in that regard or is just saying kind of nonsense. So I think the fact that Matt LaFleur is like, yeah, this is probably the best team in the NFL, I think, honestly, goes pretty long way. Honestly, and I think he is being, in fact, honest, right? So I think that's actually pretty cool to see if you're a Detroit Lions fan, albeit I know you're not, you know, going to be a fan of the Packers. So, but respect is respect, you know. Respect from your enemy is also pretty great. And having built that, right, there's essentially no solving it. There's no, you know, not blitzing is the answer. And the whole thing is like try to have long sustaining drives because it's like, and then it stops you from scoring so fast to keep piling on points, right? Like that's the answer technically. And it's like, how do you actually effectively do that? And this is why I kept saying that this is the Lions' year, right? To win the Super Bowl. And it's just interesting, though, because Colin's like, well, Kansas City Chiefs can't keep up with that. They can't do that. So then why are the Kansas City Chiefs not considered the best team? Or, I mean, why are the Detroit Lions then not considered to be the best team in the NFL? Colin's herd hierarchy has the Lions second. And it was my list, which I don't even know where I have it anymore. I got it thrown all over here. I have the Lions number one. Me, I put them number one because I'm fearless. I'm not afraid to upset Kansas City Chiefs fans and go, oh no, if I put the Lions number one, you know, that means I'm a hater of the Chiefs and I don't follow. Oh, well, they're undefeated. I said right now, if the Lions played the Chiefs, the Lions would win. And I really believe that. I really believe that. I think the Chiefs right now are like, oh man, we got to like boost our defense. We got to do anything we can to even remotely slow down the Lions. Now, the whole thing is let's say it is the Lions-Chiefs Super Bowl. You have to imagine that the Chiefs will be healthier offensively. So they'll be able to keep up a little bit more offensively and quote unquote keep up with this track meet, so to speak. So then it's kind of interesting. You got to ask yourself, then what do the Lions need to do maybe defensively to try to slow down Patrick Mahomes and that offense? Obviously, also not easy, especially if you give Mahomes some weapons, of course. So this would be a fascinating Super Bowl. And I'm not going to get too hung up on, you know, trying to predict a Super Bowl matchup, because make no mistake about it, no matter how good the Lions are, it's still hard to get to the Super Bowl in the playoffs, right? I mean, it just is, right? Whether you're facing the Packers, the Eagles, the 49ers, like whoever it may be, it's still a hard journey. As Lions fans know that, because you could have made the argument that the Lions were really dominant last year and were the better team over, say, the 49ers, the Packers, etc., and yet they just got on a win from the Rams. Like, they could have lost that game. Not saying that the Lions didn't deserve that win. I'm just saying it could have gone the other way. And like just like against the 49ers, it could have gone the other way in the Lions' favor. And the Lions could have won that game. And then, you know, and then who knows how the Lions face against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We saw what they did week one, but that was week one. You know, this was the Super Bowl. So the margins are very, very small. You're not expecting to win, you know, you're not expecting to hang 50 plus points, you know, in the divisional round and in the NFC Championship game and then the Super Bowl. That's probably unlikely to happen. And unless it is the Super Bowl, you probably don't want it to happen, because then you're going to start to think this is easy. Oh, hey, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And then, you know, then you kind of get shell-shocked. We've seen plenty of that. We have seen that happen to plenty of teams. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see what will it take to stop the Lions, because right now it just feels really hard. Like how is it possible? Because when their offense wasn't humming like it is right now, it was like, what was going wrong? And it did. It was like even hard to really fully dive.